metropolitan areas, and what have you. And we would have to go to town about every 1 to 2 weeks to get supplies. They had to pick up, and so they would get whatever they needed. But when they would go to town, if everybody went to town, they left everything wide open, and we'd come back after a day or two of the shopping and this, that, and the other, and we'd find where wandering cowboys had been through. They'd come in, and they'd cook themselves a meal. You know, they'd have certain beans. Everything was available there. And but they would always leave everything just as much the same as they if they came.
That's really neat that you left your house open for
the cowboys.
Oh,
absolutely. They're just, and I had personally witnessed when we were all there, and these hunters and cowboys that were going from ranch to ranch would come in. There was no question about it. They were there for whatever meal was going to be served.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were there in the evening, well, they were invited to put their bedroll down on the porch. And basically, when there were a lot of people there anyway, we all slept outside in the bedroll. But certainly as long as the weather was not rainy, which it wasn't very much anyway. But the old thing of the hospitality was just an understood thing that nobody locked their places up, and anybody was welcome that came by.
So you never had any trouble with banditos?
If they ever had it, and I never knew about it. Huh. And of course, I was usually there for maybe, 3 weeks to a month at a time, and that was about it. And of course, I was there in the summertime when I was out of school, so I never got to go through a winter down there. But of course, summer was the busy, mm-hmm. busy time.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest problems that they had in ranching in those areas, and which they still do today, that's what they call the worms that would get into a wound on the animal. And basically they would have to ride the range every day looking for cattle that had maybe run in against a barbed wire or something like that. And if they did, these blowflies, they called them, would come, mm-hmm. and they would lay their eggs in there, and of course the worms would hatch, and they could basically just eat the animal alive if they weren't. It was very, very disturbing, and particularly to watch them doctor them there. But each cowboy carried a little bottle of chloroform,
mm-hmm.
and chloroform would kill the worms.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they found a wormy animal, which they looked for the newborn calves and everything, which many times the umbilical cord would become infested with worms and whatever, mm-hmm. they would have to treat them, otherwise they would lose a calf. So it was an everyday job there that they would all go to different sections, and then of course they would observe the herds as they would go along there. And if they saw a wormy animal of any kind, they would have to rope it and tie it. So it wasn't all just rodeo stuff. It was very practical. Everybody mm-hmm. carried a rope. And you would rope the cow or the calf or whatever it was. Or if it was a large animal like a bull or something like that, they would drive him to the corral, and where they would rope him there and tie him down, and they would doctor for the worms.
Mm-hmm.
But that was one of the basic unromantic ends of riding the range, that they were just very, very practical, and it was very, very necessary to constantly keep the herd under observation.
Did they have any trouble with varmints?
There were this ranch, this particular ranch, was just very near to what is now the